Oh my God.
Blog Talk Radio.
Live Mouth Radio is on air. It is 2014, and it is an awesome new year already. Can you believe it, Debbie?
I cannot believe that we are back on air. I have missed everyone. Good evening.
This is just a great time. It's January. Everybody's come through the holiday season, and now everybody's putting their planners on the table, trying to get things prepared for the new year. I hope everybody had a great holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm personally glad that it's the new year. What about you, Debbie?
I'm totally glad. 2013 definitely was a better year for us. We just did some amazing, crazy, incredible things on Loudmouth Radio last year. So it was a very good year for our network, our radio. However, it was a crazy, uplifting year for me personally. So I'm definitely glad to be sliding all the way into 2014, and we've got a lot of very exciting things that are taking place in our personal lives, but we definitely have so much going on with new series, new companies, new concepts, and just altogether new. So we're really, really excited. We're here sitting back drinking coffee at one of our favorite coffee shops. Just wanted to get out of the studio and be in the community tonight, so we're really excited.
Absolutely. I think that most pertinent to state is that we're just glad to be able to be on air for another year. You know, last year we launched around this time last year and introduced Loudmouth Radio to the community, and we were really well received.
Yeah, has it been a year? Oh, my God.
Yep, it's been a year. I mean, really. It doesn't seem like it. We had a great start. You know, we started off our show Thursday night and opened it up to where we were running 4 days a week. And then we started doing a lot of special correspondence, which I think was in the life of Sunny and Jazzy for the summer, because that was just nuts.
It was crazy.
We did so much. Yes, we did so much in so little time. And but because of that, you know, Jazzy, I have to let people know, Jazzy maintains a lot of our calendar for us. She's been great with doing that. And what ended up happening is that, you know, we have been involved in a lot of community projects. We covered a lot of different things over the summer. We did a lot of good live remote, which is bringing us up to speed for this year. That, you know, as a producer, I've always wanted to see us progress into doing more things in the community, more direct contact to where we could bring about issues and topics that people will want to talk about, will want to hear, will want to interchange dialogue with us about. So that propelled me to launch a 35-day campaign on Indiegogo, which is a crowdfunding website. And we're already over a week into this campaign with literally less than 25 days left of this campaign, and it was an aggressive campaign. I will say that I launched it to raise $85,250 for Loudmouth Radio to have a mobile radio RV mobile station.
Yes.
For us to get better equipment, for us to be able to hire on supportive staff, for us to be able to get technical support, just to improve our sound quality, our broadcasting, and also to be able to have more ability to do things in the community like we did last summer. Right, Jazz?
Exactly. And I personally just want to get a calendar assistant that can help me schedule all of the million and one events that we have going on throughout the year. It's crazy. It doesn't seem like it, but when you are trying to cover 6 and 7 events in one day and it just keeps going on and on that week, you oftentimes forget, you know, where you're supposed to be. Your alarm system is going off on your iPhones and your computers. You know, you're caught between, am I supposed to be sleeping or am I supposed to be across town and covering this event? You know, we really want to give all of you, our listeners, the best quality. Our advertiser, our media partners have been amazing at hanging in here with us with the equipment that we have now, but we want to boost it up. We want everything to be very clear. If we want you to hear background noise, it's because we intended it to be so. But you guys have been great because we have thousands and thousands of new listeners. We have people who have been asking us, when are you going back on? We want to be on the show. We want our own show. So we want to be able to bring you that with Loudmouth Radio. And it has just been an incredible ride. I really have, like I said, missed you. But, you know, in doing this last year, we found our niche in so many areas that we knew we wanted to do, but we just didn't know how receptive a lot of time it would be. We just knew we wanted to be a voice for the people. We wanted to be a voice for those things that concern us, that we're excited about, as well as things that move us to change. So, you know, Sunny, you said you did an aggressive campaign at the $85,000 mark, and I think it's $85,250, I believe it is.
Exactly.
It might be aggressive to some, but it's not aggressive me knowing you and knowing how much you want to build brands and give people an opportunity to better their businesses by being media partners and branding managers with them. But also, you are the type of person, and I'm just giving her kudos, audience, because she really is a great producer and she really is a great person to allow all of the hosts that she had last year just to say, hey, these are the shows that we want to bring. These are the topics that we want to talk about. And she just gave us leeway on most networks, whether it's online or whether it's a brick-and-mortar studio. You know, what we found and what we know to be true, you have to pay to come on shows. And
that's right.
In some formats, it's a lot more money than we ever even ask in advertisement. So she's laid out formats with her campaign that allows people to come on the show, have their own hosting, have their own advertising for, I think, as little, the campaign starts off as little
couple
as $5, but I think you have some that start off at $5, but for advertisement, it starts off at, you know, the $200 level, and you can actually have your own show. So, I mean, it's not like you get that, plus you get other perks, and she'll have that on, I think that's on our website, loudmouthwith2ds. Radio.com, you'll be able to go on and find out about the campaign, the Indiegogo campaign, which they are amazing. So just, you know, I can go on and on and on, but
absolutely.
I'm just really excited to be back on and just to tell people about the opportunities that they do have to come on. I will plug, you know, my company. We do work together as hosts and co-hosts and producer, but I do have a company called Bareheads Dream Wedding Expo, and we will be having the expo June of this year, June 15th, 2014, at the Georgia World Congress Center. And that, we wanted to come on and love Loudmouth real good. So we're sponsoring the next series that's coming up because even though we do believe in supporting each other's dreams and successes. So, you know, Loudmouth Radio promotes, you know, Bareheads, and I then in turn turn around and promote Loudmouth. So I'll let you go ahead and talk and hush up.
Oh, no. I think just on what you would touch on, I wanted to touch on the Indiegogo site real quick and then jump back on what you just said. You know, for those who have never tuned in to us, you know, the great thing that we're looking to do is to place a lot of our archive shows back into our website. I launched the website itself after we launched as a network. We use Blog Talk Radio as our platform currently to, you know, to broadcast just because of the ease and the convenience of what it provides for our listeners to call in and listen in. But one of the things that we're definitely looking to do is to compile all of our shows into our physical website, loudmouthradio.com, so you guys could recapture a lot of the essence of the things that we've talked about, people we've interviewed and had segments on. And, you know, the Indiegogo site, hopefully, my mission with that is to open up the doors for more media personalities. So if you're an individual that's always had the desire to talk publicly or you feel like you want, or maybe you feel something inside you is compelling you to say, you know, I want to try this. You may not even be sure if it's something you want to do long-term for yourself or not, but I believe that it's, the opportunity is yours for the making. Also, if you have a business, if this makes sense, it's a great opportunity to brand your business with a network that believes in marketing and branding. So it's a great way to kind of step right into a space that is already moving and optimized and, you know, consistently growing an audience. We haven't broadcasted since the end of the year last year, right before the holidays came in. But every day, people are still listening to our shows. Every day I see, you know, I get, you know, our numbers of archive listens. So our just because you're on the show today, and if somebody that you may have wanted to reach didn't hear the show live, they still can hear you months from now, a year from now, in another country. So this is just how powerful of a tool that we are giving to the community, for entrepreneurs, for individuals to propel themselves forward. So that site for the Indiegogo site is all over our Facebook. It's all over our website physically, but you can go to it directly at igg.me/at/loudmouthradio. Anytime you put loudmouth in, always put in 2 D's. So, Jazzy, thank you so much for speaking on that. And, you know, one of the things that was important for us today is just getting back in the loop. You know, we have been literally in a lab, like Jazzy said, working on things that we could do better. How could we, you know, identify things that we can present that we haven't done, or improve the things that we have been doing, and look to advance. And you know what? Because of this campaign, you know, in a very short amount of time, I've already had a production person that's coming in to work with us.
Yes.
We've already attracted the attention of PR. I have a new PR agency that's going to be working with us, you know, as a brand, as a network, with me individually, you know, with all the things that we're doing. And then, you know, just the outpour of people saying, look, you know, I might not even be in a position to give you $5, but we wish you all the best. But definitely, you know,
we'll
want to encourage anyone. Yeah, you know, exactly. So I want to encourage anyone that is out here listening to us, just stay with us. I'm sure there's something that's going to either empower you, inspire, entertain you at some point in time, and that's what our mission is, and that's our core. So, you know, Jazzy's Bare Heads Dream Wedding Expo is at the Georgia World Congress Center, which is the fourth largest convention and convention center in the entire U.S., one of the largest in the world. And there's over 9 million people that frequent the Georgia World Congress Center in the annual time period. And here right in Atlanta, adjacent to the CNN building and Phillips Arena, you know, you have a lot of trade shows, conventions, expos, concerts. You have all kinds of things that take place. You know, Atlanta is a big hub. So this is going to be the first year for the Bare Heads Dream Wedding Expo. We're excited for the presence and the opportunity. Those guys at the Georgia World Congress Center are really anxious and happy about
us
being a partner.
Yes.
They want us to do well. They want us to be successful. And Jazzy and I have been frequently attending quite a few expos of our own, you know, supporting all these other individuals that's in the wedding industry that's been doing this for some time. Some are new. Established, and, you know, have been doing this for some time. And there's always something you can learn and take from somebody as well as to give to someone. So we hope that, you know, Loudmouth as a marketing aspect is a part of this initiative. Holly Rodriguez with Life Dreams Events and Weddings, she's our planner. She's our floor manager. She's our other ear that's helping us in this project. Michelle Alexander.
She's my shoulder.
With her blog. Yeah, Holly's been great for us with that. You know, and Jazzy, this is her baby. Loudmouth is mine, Bare Heads is hers. And, you know, even though they're two separate companies, we complement each other in every way that we possibly can. And, you know, the Bare Heads Dream Wedding Expo is actually giving a bald bride. She has a Yes, My Bald is Beautiful campaign that's running from now to the end of the month for a bride that has lost her hair to cancer, alopecia, to participate in submitting a video less than 3 minutes to BareHeadsWeddingExpo.com and BareHeadsWeddingExpo gmail.com is the email, but the website is also
Let me
same.
Say that again. She messed that all up.
I know, right? I did.
Okay, so she had everything right until it came down to, you can see the requirements for submitting your video on the website, which is bareheadsweddingexpo.com. So if you go to the website, Bare, B-A-R-E-H-E-A-D-S, weddingexpo.com, you can see how to submit the video, but you can actually go directly to emailing us your video at bareheadsweddingexpo@gmail.com. So both of them say the same, just one is the website, one is Gmail. So what you want to do is submit that video. You only have a little bit of time left because it's to June 30th, and you're going to submit that video so that we will be able to then say, we're going to pick you, you, and you to be finalists, and then we're going to make that final call for the winner the week of Valentine's. So we want to bring in a loving announcement during the week of Valentine's. So submit the video, because we are giving your dress. We're giving away cups, suits, rings, honeymoon cake. The venue itself is going to be at the Georgia World Congress Center the day of the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very excited about that. We're giving away your reception. You have your DJ, your music. Absolutely all that you could possibly dream of to have that day. We're going to do our best to make sure your dream comes true, because we believe that you have already survived a disease or disorder. And the two that we have chosen really are the ones that are very popular in causing hair loss, and that is cancer directly related to you, or it could be your child, it could be your parents that live with you, and you have supported them by shaving your head, or you can we can support you in your hair loss and say that your bald is still beautiful and give you your dream wedding that day. Or alopecia areata, a lot of people don't know. Alopecia causes baldness, and many, many people lose hair over their entire body. I remember years ago I was working in a hair salon, and I had an 11-year-old girl who had gotten so stressed over her parents, the thought of them divorcing caused her to lose her hair. And she was absolutely gorgeous, but she lost her hair, and it was due to alopecia. So we want to salute the bald head bride, the bride that says, you know what, I'm not covering my hair up, I'm not putting a wig, I'm not doing weave, although all of those are beautiful. But, yes, my bald is beautiful too. So we want to salute and challenge society to accept bald women just as they are. So we're excited about that giveaway. We have some great sponsors that are signing up daily. Each day, really seriously, people are saying, hey, I want to give this, I want to give that, I want to donate that. So we have a lot of people who really have stepped up. We are giving the venue. We're giving the food and the decoration. So we still have some slots available for giveaways for anybody that would like to be sponsors for that. It is going to be media coverage, Loudmouth Radio. Definitely will be our big supporter and sponsor, and we have some local news stations and possibly some national that are going to be involved in covering that. So the expo itself is amazing as far as the contest giveaway, but just let me tell you, the vendors that are signing on to this expo are tremendously incredible. Spaces are definitely still open, but we are really choosing carefully, just like vendors are choosing the expo carefully, to make sure that they are giving all of our couples the needed attention and giving them outstanding service. We're being very particular, and we're being very selectful when it comes down to who we're choosing into the expo, because this expo is for all couples. So we will have themed galleries. So when you walk in, you are not only going to see traditional wedding dresses and food and culture, but you will begin to see Muslim and Pakistan and Iranian and Cambodian, Thailand, Latin America, Africa. So you will be able to see your different cultures, gowns and costumes. You'll be able to see jewelry from all over and cakes and food tastings from other countries. So everybody that is somebody, whether you're black, white, whether you're younger, LGBT, straight, country, off the beaten track, we do have some nonprofit organizations that will be at that expo. Just in case you decide, you know what, I don't need any more toasters, I don't need a rig, I don't need an ironing board, take the money you were going to give to us and donate to a nonprofit. We have several that will be there. I know we have NAMI with mental health issues, and the Bipolar Babes will be represented. We have breast cancer awareness organizations that will be there. We have Project Atlanta. Who else? I know we have some other alopecia from all the way from Australia. We've been in touch with them. So you have several opportunities to give registrations for things that matter to you.
Exactly.
Lambda definitely will be there to support us. So, guys, it is just a fun time with Loudmouth covering that, and it's also an opportunity if you're getting married, if you know somebody that is getting married this year or next year or the next 2 or 3 years, we will have this opportunity
to let them
for you
know.
To come. Yeah, you can go to Eventbrite with Barehead Wedding Expo, Dream Wedding Expo, and get your tickets right now. They're $15. Buy one. You got the BOGO tickets. Buy one, get one free. For a little time, so you'll be able to invite your whole wedding party and bring your dad, because it's around the time of Father's Day. We definitely want to salute all of the brides and grooms that bring their fathers. It's going to be a special treat for that. So good things happening, and I'm really excited about you guys listening and hearing information about that. And then Loudmouth has an opportunity for you to come on. I think next week we're starting the wedding series, the bridal series, so I'll let Sunny tell you about that.
Exactly. I was just about to say we're excited to present a special segment called the Bridal Series Showcase. It's going to allow people to tune in to some awesome topics, listen to some tips, definitely have opportunity for you to pose questions, give comments. You know, if you've been married, please feel free to call in and give some of the new brides, the new grooms, the new spouses, the new partners things that they may not be aware of, or what, you know, what they may have in the back of their mind and struggling with, or don't know how to approach or handle. You know, your experience can always be helpful to someone else. And, you know, people that are in the wedding industry, if you're a vendor or a venue or a travel agent or something like that that would actually provide services to people who are getting married in 2014, 2015, and beyond. We definitely want to welcome you into the studio to call in on our studio line, which is 347-826-7520. We're going to be broadcasting Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday next week, which is in January, the 21st to the 23rd.
And
we're going to be running from
again?
7.
Cindy Gonzalez.
347-826-7520.
So
you'll be able to call in, listen to us, or listen to us online, which we'll have our direct link. You can actually listen to us directly on blogtalkradio.com/loudmouthradio. So we're going to have an awesome show. We'll have some vendors that will be announced, and even possibly have some giveaways. We're working on quite a few things.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have some giveaways for sure. I was going to say that. We're going to have a honeymoon giveaway next week, so you definitely want to tune in, call your friends, and you don't know which day that's going to be, so guess what? You got to listen to all 3 days so you'll know
that's
how
right.
to win that surprise. You see how we do? We're so sneaky, but we want you to listen. We want you to invite people to listen to us because we believe we have something to say that might be just interesting to you. And we also want to know what you have to say because we learn by listening.
Exactly. I think for us, the Bridal Show series is going to allow us to, you know, this is the wedding season. Start of the wedding season in high range. For many people who are trying to figure out what are they going to do, where are they going to buy their cakes, and, you know, who are they going to go to resource different things. So I'm looking forward to that series. I think it's going to be a great interactive series for next week. And we're getting ready to go into our new season starting in March, which hopefully along the way over the next 6 to 8 weeks we're picking up, especially with the Indiegogo campaign. It has less than 24 days remaining to capture those special opportunities and bonuses that coexist there, which would be from live remote to you having your own feature show. Like I said, go online and check that out. But
and then you can be a great big sponsor, and then you can have your logo on the side of the RV, the mobile station that will be traveling the Americas and beyond. Well, not beyond because we'll have to fly, but if you're here in the United States, that mobile vehicle will be all over and have your logo, your information on the side along with ours for 1 year. That's pretty awesome advertising. I can tell you right now, if you do a billboard for a couple of months, that's $10,000 right by itself. So to have a mobile unit going around with your face and your logo alongside of Loudmouth is pretty awesome for $10,000. Plus, you get to be a host and have a show and so much more if you come in at the $10,000 level. So, guys, support us because we definitely do our very darndest. Yes, I said it, darndest, on the radio, to support other businesses and opportunities. So we're looking forward to seeing you bring in as many dollars. Again, I said we're at the our favorite coffee shop, so if you hear some noise in the background, that's what it is.
I'm trying to tell you. It sounded like she was freeing some wild mongoose back there, didn't she?
You know, definitely support us because we want to support you back. We believe in give a little, save a little, spend a little, and we want you to do the same.
Exactly. Thank you, Jazzy. So as far as, you know, vendor opportunities for the Bridal Expo, for the Bareheads Dream Wedding Expo, you have an opportunity to get your business registered and signed up. Spaces are limited in various categories. We've already acquired some great vendors from limousine services to caterers to florists to
dress, bridal salon.
Yeah, so in order for people to really know, you just got to get involved. That's the best thing I can say. You got to get involved.
Yeah, we're looking for volunteers too. So please go to the website bareheadsweddingexpo.com. You can sign up to be a volunteer. It's according to what you can give out. It's according to what you can do. We also need interns, marketing teams, additionally, with the ones that we have for not only BareheadsWeddingExpo.com, but also LoudmouthRadio.com is looking for the same. So get your hands dirty. Get in there. We do a lot of community involvement. And even with this wedding expo, by us giving away a wedding, we are in the process of becoming – part of that is the nonprofit campaign, which is the Yes, My Bald is Beautiful campaign will be nonprofit so that we can give more to cancer research for not only adults but children as well, sex trafficking, youth organizations. We just want to get in and be as big of a help as we can to the community, not only with Bareheads Wedding Expo, but definitely Loudmouth does the same thing. So we're two companies, two different directions, but doing the same thing, and that's helping people and giving people hope, giving them a voice, and giving them a reason to smile.
Absolutely. So we're really excited about our new season. Like I said, we're going to get started our new season in March of 2014. And leading up to that season reveal, we'll actually be doing these different series of special feature shows like the Bridal Series. We'll also want to kick off the new year with finance. Things is going to help to empower you. So if you happen to stay tuned with us on our social media, we've launched our Facebook on Loudmouth Radio on Facebook. So go and like our page. It's facebook.com/loudmouthradio. That'll definitely keep you up. But we're actually at the end of our broadcast tonight. We just wanted to give you a little bit, let you know what was going on. If you're in the wedding industry, like I said, you have an opportunity to advertise during the showcase. You can reach us at our media contact at 706-363-3895 at our Loudmouth Radio Media offices. So I definitely encourage you to get involved so that you can propel your business forward and you're not doing a lot of things and not being able to really reciprocate the money that you need to draw back into your business. So that's all I have, Jazz. Do you have anything else? We got like 20 seconds left.
No, I don't. Guys, just be well. If I had to give you a flower, if this was a Tuesday night, I would give you my very favorite, which is going to be my favorite forever, and that's an orchid. It is beautiful, it's exotic, and it's just downright pretty.
Okay, babe. Well, thank you so much for tuning in, guys. We'll be coming back to you, and we'll be listening to talk to you next week. Have a good night.
Good night.